anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you. Damn.
Come on, dude. Hey, we got to get catch up.
I know. Today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin the We will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Pam, who thought General Tso's chicken was the story of a cowardly shogun, and found a way to answer 14 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
To be a contestant, play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Hold the challenge, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4205. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Head chef is back in the house. Tense meat and potatoes. And as we talk about this great nation of ours, the size of it, the diversity of it, the fact that different parts of the United States specialize in different foods, have different topography, weather, all those things. Believe it or not, the same holds true on Halloween candy. It is different by state.
Which is stupid. Reese's Cups, that's all you need.
What people appreciate.
Well, right, and Halloween's coming up, so this will give you a week to get the correct candy.
State by state. Whatever Washington's are, don't buy that. Like, popular in Arkansas, buy that.
It's kind of hard to put your finger on it, though, because, you know, New York known for pizza, Philly's known for cheesesteaks, Chicago's got their own version, there's barbecue places, there's all these things, but with candy, it's kind of hard to go, okay, well, if you like Tex-Mex or Southwest food,
you want a Snickers,
then you like Starburst.
I mean,
there's no real correlation between, you know, where people live and the candy they like, right?
I mean, maybe Pennsylvania, just because Hershey's is there?
Well, yeah, sure.
I know a couple states in particular, like Butterfinger, where most of the time that does not show up on the list.
Okay.
I know for a fact that based on the list we had the other day on Monday, that M&M's have taken over as the number one Halloween candy.
But again, it's because of its diversity. So it's
the varieties of it.
Right, all the different M&M's.
M&M's are good.
They are. I've never met anyone who does not like M&M's.
I know, but I never know anyone who really buys them other than around Halloween. Like, I will go to the store, I will buy like a small Reese cup or something like that. I never think to buy M&M's.
Thrill buys them all the time, or used to. I haven't seen you eat them as much, but like... Yeah. They say he would always be sitting there eating them.
Peanut M&M's, man, delicious little treat.
I should go to the peanut well and get
peanut M&M's. My big issue with them is I like to toss the M&M's up in the air and catch them.
Yeah.
But when that peanut one hits your front tooth, you feel it.
Top-selling Halloween candy by state coming up with the head chef. And Ted's meat and potatoes. Also, a little programming note. We would like to invite you to a little party we're having Saturday, November the 2nd from 4 until 8 at Black Raven Brewing as we are launching a brand new porter, a limited edition for a few months, only available on draft. So we're having a little porter party.
We're really starting. Porter party,
and we want you to join us. It's the Men's Room Ola Days Holiday Porter Party.
And we're trying to get a porta potty. We've reached out to Castle. It does not seem as enthusiastic as us to get the porter party porta potty.
Now, the beer's only going to be on draft, a limited number of locations. Hopefully, we'll have most of those for you tomorrow on the program. But either way, stop by and taste the beer. We haven't tried it yet. We're going to hang out for a few hours and drink beer with you. It is absolutely free. Here's the description on the Men's Room Ola Days Holiday Porter. With notes of Grandma's famous rum balls, chocolate, vanilla, orange peel, and holiday spices. And, of course, a portion of net proceeds benefit our friends at the three local Fisher houses. So if you get a chance, man, and you're in the Woodinville area, it's 4 hours. Stop by anytime. Again, it's absolutely free.
You might want to point out the ABV on this.
7.5.
Right.
That's so, just keep that in mind.
But I have a feeling it's not going to taste like that.
Well, that's the danger.
Like, no. He's just saying, heads up.
Oh,
this is stronger than our IPA.
Yes. And that's kind of the thing. Like, it's not going to taste like that, which means you don't necessarily know that you're just getting yourself smashed.
Yeah.
I'll drink seven of them.
That's the plan. Again, Saturday, November 2nd, 4 till 8, the Black Raven Brewing Facility in Woodinville. The Woodinville location. They have two. So we'll see you up there for that. What else do we have today? Oh, the game known as Big Dummy. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. So far, our biggest dummy has been Pam. It took her 13 questions to get one right. And as you said, as far as General So...
She thought General So's chicken was the story of a cowardly shogun.
Okay. She has been the champion, I believe. We talked to Pam last week, maybe. And
She called in earlier this week.
She said she's been the biggest dummy since January.
I did not realize that she has held this title for the entire year.
So she's very proud of that. Let's see here. So every time we play Big Dummy, we like to do a little men's room poll. And we were in discussion about some... hypothetical things. We found out that nipples can exist on bacon last week.
Yeah.
Maybe that at times, depending on the cut of a piece of ham, you might actually have an anus in the middle.
Dead center, man.
Of your ham, which is disturbing to look at. So your choices were just eat one. And we also brought up, Steve, you had the idea, would you eat a burger that was made out of nothing but fruit flies? We had a listener that basically tried to do the short math on how many fruit flies it would take to make a burger.
I believe it was 465,000 would make, I believe it's an 8-ounce patty.
So as far as your choices to eat one, that came in last place at 4%. No one wanted the fruit fly burger. I was in on that one. In third place, a handful of pig nipples. Believe it or not,
third place.
I got 25% of the vote.
I'm still going for that.
Look, you've already eaten. If you've eaten bacon, I promise you, you've had pig nipples.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you have. In second place, barely, liver and onions, 35.5% of the vote. That was your second choice to eat one. And number one, you picked ham butt with 35.9%. percent of the vote, only 0.4% more than liver and onions.
You'd rather eat a pig's ass than pig nipples
or liver and onions,
because the difference, as far as the pictures we saw, like with the pig anus, you instantly know that is a pig anus. The pig nipples, when you looked at the bacon, you didn't know it until a butcher basically pointed out to us what to look for, and you're like, yep, I'm eating pig nipples.
Exactly. Now, this week on the poll, we're going to play a little elimination game. And in this instance, this would apply to you. You'll never have to deal with any of these situations ever again. All right? So the first choice, as we get ever so close, 9 days away from just absolute complete darkness, you can eliminate daylight saving time, which hopefully will happen in the next couple of years. I want to say someone said it takes a Congress vote, even if the state votes to get rid of it.
Right. So like Washington, I think it was Washington, Idaho, and Oregon or something like that, all voted to get rid of it.
And so did California, I believe.
But how does that work? Because Arizona and Hawaii, I believe, don't.
They got some kind of special exemption. And I don't know how they got that.
They're just like, hey, we're not doing it.
Maybe that was it. Like, look, whatever. We're just not doing it.
So you could eliminate daylight saving time. I got up this morning at 7:30. It was still dark outside. Our clocks will fall back. And with that, it'll be about that light at 6:30. The problem is we're going to drive home in the dark for the next, you know, five, six months. So that is a depressing part of the year is the easiest way to put it, I guess.
Yeah. I do like, though, the sun comes up a little bit earlier.
Really?
Do you get up that early to take advantage of it?
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, the other day, right? Like, same thing. It's like, I was doing something, right? But it's like 7:30, 7:40. It's still dark out.
It is. Here's my thing. And look, it depends who you are. My wife's a morning person, so she probably enjoys it. I am not a morning person, so I do not care what time the sun comes up, because I'm not trying to be there for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Okay, so you can eliminate daylight saving time.
Look, I'm with you. I'm just saying, if I got to be up that early to do something, I prefer there's some sunlight.
I mean, look, if I have to, maybe we can make an example. Okay, I have to get up early tomorrow morning. Can we get the sunrise a little earlier? Just for me. This one day.
Choice number two is cleaning.
Also, Miles, don't forget. This also means that we're getting to the time of year where if you don't hear from a friend by 7, they're not going out.
No, they're not.
Cleaning is your second option. You'll never have to clean anything ever again. Either someone else will do it for you. You've got a cleaning service. You're never going to have to clean for the rest of your life. This is probably...
I mean, in theory, you don't have to clean.
You don't. But, you know, if you're going to keep a somewhat normal resemblance of a human being, you need to clean a little bit. Your third choice was you could eliminate Valentine's Day.
Yep.
And never have to do Valentine's Day ever again. Valentine's Day is one of those things in my mind that just kind of pops up on you as a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a certain level of expectation, and don't believe that there is not, no matter what your partner tells you.
Don't fall for it.
Do
I fell for it once. I will never do it. And Miles tried to warn me.
Yeah.
He said, man, don't believe this. It was my now wife, but we're dating back then. And I said, no, dude, it's cool. She even said, yeah. I don't like Valentine's Day. I'm not getting anything. And Miles is looking at me. He goes, dude, I'm telling you, you better get her something. I'm like, no, no, no. I'm telling you, she said I don't care. Now, she's still living on the East Coast at the time. Sure enough, what arrives in the mail on Valentine's Day? All the Valentine's Day stuff she bought me. And I'm like,
right.
It was a trap.
And with guys, do you not feel like it's a cop-out as far as, you know, you can get a girl flowers. It just doesn't seem like it's a very original idea.
Well,
so there's the tried and true candy and flowers and dinner and all those things.
But are you supposed to be original, or do you just... You get flowers and whatever else you get.
Like, I mean, again, it depends on you know who you're dating or who you marry.
Right,
right. So for some girls, that's fine. Or mm-hmm. Some girls want it. But you got to get at least a card or something.
Yeah.
But like, I've dated girls that you kind of got to do something fancier. I've also dated one girl that was like, I don't care. Let's get a heart shaped pizza.
The way my wife and I organize it now is I buy her a card. But as I like to do, if it's Valentine's Day, I'll buy her like a sympathy card. If it's her birthday, it says Merry Christmas. Kind of switch it up a little bit. And she knows that, finds it funny. But she will text me a picture of the flowers, quote unquote, that I bought her.
Oh, so
she's like, look what you bought me. I'm like, wow, I'm really nice.
Now, is that for social media or is that just when people come over?
Because she knows that I really don't like Valentine's. Look, I love my wife, but I hate Valentine's Day. She knows that. But what she'll do is she'll order her own bouquet of flowers, not even necessarily roses. She'll get the flowers that she wants, just put it on my card and be like, this is what you bought me for Valentine's Day. So I like that she will buy her own gift on my behalf. That way, I never forget.
Right, it's like gifts sometimes to people, right? Like, me and my brother don't do Christmas gifts. We'll do a birthday gift. Just, I was like, just send me what you want.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
At one point in time in the married world, I think I was a month out, but someone had mentioned to me, look, if you want to go out to dinner and you want to get a reservation, you need to do it now. And I was like, all right, I'll get on it. So I called the Met. And this is in January. Mm-hmm. I mean, I haven't even had my birthday yet. And I called the Met, and I'm like, do you guys have any reservations for the night of Valentine's? And they...
Did they laugh at you?
They laughed at me.
Yeah.
This is a month out. So you got to really be on your game as far as being prepared. If you're... My thing is, like, could we go out the weekend before? Or could we go out the weekend after?
Right. Let's celebrate Valentine's Day. It just doesn't have to be on the day.
Correct. When both of us aren't working. It would be the same thing if you had a birthday on a Tuesday. It's like, hey, we don't need to go out to dinner tonight. Why don't we just wait for Friday or Saturday night, and we'll go out, and we'll celebrate then. But you can't. Valentine's doesn't lend itself to that.
Well, sometimes. One thing that my wife and I do agree on as far as Valentine's Day dinner, we will make ourselves dinner. I say this every year because it drives me crazy. I did it for the 12 years I cooked. But, like, you pick a restaurant because they have the menu you like.
Yes.
And then on Valentine's Day, for whatever reason, I would say 80% of restaurants change their menu for that one night. So now... I don't necessarily want what you're... I came here to see to eat the steak. Well, now, that's not what we're offering. You have one of three choices. It's like going to a wedding. We got one of three choices for you. Like, I don't want that, man.
And trust me, it's easier to do this on the East Coast. I swear to God, there are 9 million Italian restaurants on the East Coast.
I think there's an Italian restaurant, like, in my bathroom.
It's insane. And typically, for whatever reason, I associate Valentine's with Italian restaurants.
Really?
I do. I just... I mean, sushi doesn't, for whatever reason, am I wrong on this?
No, I'm down with sushi on Valentine's Day, man.
I am down with sushi anytime, but it just seems
I'm down with barbecue. I want some ribs, man.
But that's,
yeah.
I guess back to what Ted said. It depends on who you're going
out
with.
Depends on who you're dating.
Yeah, you
know who you're dating.
Right.
You know how high or low maintenance the person is.
Mm-hmm. And the fourth option, yes.
Oh, go ahead. Give the fourth.
Getting sick. And that's not, and I'm not talking about cancer or anything like that. I'm just
common cold.
Just
fever,
basically
flu.
Not feeling good, allergies, just the basic crap that you deal with throughout the year. So you can eliminate that. So your choices, you can eliminate one. Daylight saving time, cleaning, Valentine's Day, or getting sick. I think out of these options, honestly, I'm going with daylight saving time.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one I want to eliminate.
Oh, I'm going cleaning.
You're going cleaning.
I'm going Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Where are you at, Mike?
Not as porn. For me, it's getting sick.
Getting sick.
Look, I actually don't mind Valentine's Day. I enjoy spending that time with my wife. I enjoy giving her nice things and seeing her face light up, even though sometimes I don't get things because she actually means it when she says she doesn't want anything. I don't fall into that doggone trap. It's like, oh, yeah, you're right, baby. We're not doing anything. You still get something. Daylight savings time, I understand that we're freaking out about it because of all the lost wages, blah, blah, blah. I kind of like the shakeup. I'm not going to lie to you. Right. I kind of like that something new happens.
Yeah, it's kind of traditional.
Right. And, you know, and I understand. All the studies that come out, like, I will listen to all that, and if we eliminate it, fine. It's just, it's not on my high priority list. Cleaning is cleaning, but getting sick, I don't like doing that.
All right, I mean, I don't like getting sick. Valentine's Day doesn't really bug me either way, but like, I just hate cleaning.
Yeah.
I gotta like focus and be like, go do it, this and that. So I'm just like, and honestly, like, I'm just honest about it. Like, it's almost like the opposite of OCD. Like, yeah, I'll get it tomorrow.
You know, I think I've started enjoying cleaning. And
me
I don't
too.
Know, as a result of having kids, where it's like, when I do this, it's like doing yard work, just nobody bothers you. You know what I mean? So I'm kind of just alone with my thoughts, and God knows they make enough of a mess for me to clean up. But like, if I'm vacuuming or doing something, nobody's bugging you for anything. They don't want to ask you anything.
Yeah, that's a fact. I will say this: as far as our show is concerned, Mike, you've never taken a day off in a decade. So I mean, as far as getting sick goes, like that's not your number one.
Right.
In my world, I've never known you.
I think I had one day where I had COVID.
Well, we had COVID once,
but they wouldn't let you come.
With the exception of Steve, we've all had COVID. Yes, you have a day or two that is just crap.
Right, but they still made me work.
They didn't say you're not working. They said don't come in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Your sick ass can work from home.
Because Castle kind of knocked on my door one day, and he brought me a COVID test because I was like, man, I'm positive I got this stuff. But he's also got a microphone and all the things. Like, well, guess what? Either way, you are working for as long as you need to right here at home.
Yep.
Like, oh,
yeah, that's
man.
Like the first time I got it was like, oh, we'll drop it off tomorrow. You're right. Second time, he was like, oh, I'll be over in 10.
Cool. Yeah, we're not the best at that. We probably come in a little bit too often when we are sick.
Yeah, but to me, like, it's cold season. You're going to get sick. It's inevitable. And again, it's the cold. Like, if I get a cold, like, it sucks, but it's not the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants the flu. If I felt like I had the flu, I would stay home. A cold is like, man, you're fine.
Man, that woman who gave me the flu shot this year, that thing went deep, man. I think it hit bone. I was like, oh, God. What in the hell? But I got it, so hopefully I prevent myself from getting sick.
You'll be sick first.
Yeah. So our men's room poll, if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, vote now. Will you eliminate one? Daylight saving time, cleaning, Valentine's Day, or getting sick? We'll take a break and come back with Big Dummy next.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Game is Big Dummy. 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. Tom, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
Tom, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. You get to eliminate one. Daylight saving time, cleaning, Valentine's Day, or getting sick?
I'll take getting sick.
Getting sick for Tom. The practical answer. Okay.
You have allergies or anything like that, Tom?
I don't, and honestly, I'm sick very seldom, but it seems like the best option.
I don't get sick much, but when you do get sick, you just hate everything.
It's miserable.
It is.
Right? You can't swallow. You forget what that's like.
Can't breathe.
You go, oh, yeah, with your mouth open.
Your breath is awful no matter what. But like you said, you get allergies every year, so if you could eliminate that.
Oh!
Think about
it.
Damn
it. I did not think about allergies.
Does that count as getting sick, though?
Yeah. Because I mean,
well,
it's your
still
body.
Come to work. Yeah. Right?
Because it's not contagious. You can come to work. I'm not going to get your allergies, but you look miserable every spring,
I'd give
them
to
you
if I could.
I know you would.
It does suck when you get in that void where you forget what it's like to breathe normally again.
And then you're like, I'll never take it for granted. Did and as soon ever? As you can breathe normally, you take
I
mean, it for
I've
granted.
Had allergies so bad I've been so stuffed up that I was like, I don't even think we should hook up right now. I could barely breathe.
I'm going to sneeze on your vagina. I apologize.
Yeah.
I mean, you still power through it, but...
You can, but I mean, we had been dating for a while. I was just like, honestly, like, I can't.
No allergy sense.
Well, I feel like, you know, right, it's like I'm drooling out of my mouth. Like, when you just gross yourself out, it's like, this isn't fun.
You want to just do it in the shower? The steam will help clear up my sinuses.
Ignore the snot rocket.
Right. When you have allergies, there's about 10 minutes at night when you take that long, hot shower. You're like, all right, I'm a human again. I almost said American.
Only Americans take showers. Fact.
I'm American again.
Yeah, showers like that, dude.
Yeah, no peanuts in China.
Need
no
a lot of beer and a hot dog in here.
No Baconators in that country in Africa mile team.
Right, Zimbabwe. I
thought it was Mozambique.
Yeah, Mozambique.
Mozambique.
Come I'm on, taking man. Over both countries.
It's got a Z in it.
Yeah.
All right, Tom, be quiet. Come on, man. Jeez. All right, Tom, here is Sorry. Your question.
What are you, sick?
I know. Jeez, man. Talking and talking. All right, Tom, your question. What scary children's book series is written by R.L. Stine?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to say Goosebumps.
Damn.
Goosebumps.
One and done.
Goosebumps.
Hang on. Before we let you go, let's give you a 50-50 question. All right. True or false? There are more blue M&Ms in a pack of M&Ms than any other color.
I'll say true.
Really? Yeah, believe it or not. They got more blue M&M. I mean,
see, when I was a kid, it was all about the green M&M. That was the champion M&M.
Really? I always thought it was red. The red M&M was
my world.
One,
it was green.
Why? No. Why green?
Because she was hot.
I don't. Because back then
she didn't exist yet.
They had brown. They had light brown. They had yellow. They had orange. And they had green.
Didn't they punt the light brown one for blue? I
for red or blue?
I think blue was the one that came.
Then
back.
There's like then the story started coming out. What was it, like Zeppelin or somebody was like, we need a bowl of M&Ms, but no
Van Halen.
Van Halen,
right? And then there was like green M&Ms make you horny, man.
The what?
You never heard that one?
No. No.
Yeah.
Did you hear from a teen boy? Because it's like, hey, I got news for you. Everything makes you horny.
I think it was. Was it brown M&Ms for Van Halen?
I believe it was the brown.
Yeah, ones. All and brown they, eliminated, which were most of the M&Ms. And the idea was they just wanted to make sure that when they went to a venue, that the people at that venue had actually read the rider and all the requests.
Yeah, you know what? I thought that's what they say.
Yeah,
you're not wrong. Also. Well, I think maybe they just thought about that years later as they were just Van Halen, were on top of the world. Like, yeah, make sure the brown ones are out. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly how you pulled that move.
Yeah. In retrospect, you can make anything sound good. Well, I didn't do that because I thought it would, this or that. It's like, no, you just didn't go.
You know what, though? If I'm the guy that's got to separate the M&Ms, I'm cool with that because basically I just got a bunch of M&Ms.
Yeah.
There's a payoff there. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
I used to work tours for Van Halen. Now I have diabetes.
Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Matt, welcome to Big Dummy. Our men's room poll.
Thank you.
You're going to eliminate one. Daylight saving time, cleaning, Valentine's Day, or getting sick?
Let's go daylight saving time.
All right. I'm with you.
All right, Matt, here is your question. What 1990 John Hughes movie was hyped as, quote, a family comedy without the family?
That is a great question.
Oh, thank you so much.
Without the family. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to pass on that one.
Oh, just take a guess.
Yeah, just
think
guess
about it, man. Think about the way they hyped it up. A family comedy without the family.
Mm-hmm.
What year was it?
1990.
Christmas time movie.
Oh, Home Alone?
You got it.
Boom.
You got it. One and done, man.
I'd have guessed The Exorcist. Funniest movie I've ever seen. All right. Before we let you go, true or false, the original plan for the movie The Crow was a musical featuring Michael Jackson. True or false?
True.
What? That was the original pitch. We're going to do a musical with Michael Jackson. He's going to play the crow.
I'll be.
Luckily, they did not do that.
Damn.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Dummy!
I'm so depressed.
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Dave.
Dave.
No Dave.
Come on, Dave.
No Dave. Hello, Zach. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
Zach, sober, not sober?
Technically not sober.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right, Zach.
Very technical man.
Eliminate one. Daylight saving time, cleaning, Valentine's Day, or getting sick?
Daylight savings time all the way. I was actually having a conversation with my mom the other day about this.
Where does she live?
She lives with me. I'm a caregiver for her.
All right. I just wonder because, for a lot of the country, it's not as bad.
Well, it just depends where you are, right, on the globe, so to speak.
We're just in a bad spot for it.
That's why I still like Arizona. Yeah, but I'm done. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it's just tedious.
All right, Zach, here's your question. What state is nicknamed the Pine Tree State? Ooh, the Pine Tree State.
The Pine Tree State. Oregon?
Not a bad guess.
Vermont?
You're getting closer.
New Hampshire.
You're getting farther.
Massachusetts.
Maine.
Yes.
Maine.
Maine.
He's okay. A real Mainer.
People from Maine need to come here. Like, you're the Pine Tree State, huh? Take a look around.
Yeah. I don't think a person from Maine that showed up here in the Northwest would look that much different than a person from the Northwest.
No. You know what? You're right. The only thing they would probably say is, why are they so tall here? Mm-hmm. All right, your question.
Why are they so tall?
It's a tie. Where are the towels? Towel. Where are the towel? All right, your question. What type of bird is a khaki Campbell? A duck, a chicken, a hawk, or an owl?
Khaki Campbell. I'm going to go owl.
Chicken?
Duck.
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 Ah! I don't feel like you could name an owl a khaki Campbell.
Duck does not get enough credit for being delicious.
It's super delicious, man.
I'm telling you, people just doesn't get the credit it deserves.
It just doesn't show up on enough menus is the problem. Yeah.
Yeah, duck's not a big deal here.
God, it's good. So good.
Go to the International District.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you a duck for free just for showing up.
Free duck!
The biggest one you can find.
All right, your question. What is the capital of New Jersey?
Oh, I'm terrible with geography. New Jersey City.
Is it Trenton?
Trenton, New Jersey.
I don't think that makes you terrible at geography. Like, I'm good at geography, but I'm terrible at state capitals. But I knew Trenton.
I knew Trenton.
Yeah.
But I knew that one, dude.
Idiot.
All right, your question. What city was the movie The Sixth Sense based in?
Boston. Chicago.
Nope. You know Ted?
I don't.
All right. They had an arena football team called The Soul.
Oh, Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Yeah, that was the clue I wrote down.
That's the clue.
Yeah. That's why I asked Ted. I know, Ted, do you know who owned The Soul?
Bon Jovi?
John Bon Jovi.
Yep. Yes, he did. Because Kiss owned the L.A. franchise or Vegas franchise?
The L.A. Kiss, I believe was the name.
Yeah. Do you know who was part of the ownership group with John Bon Jovi?
No.
Jaws.
Oh, Ron Jaworski.
Yeah.
I pictured the shark. Much different.
I've allocated my money. I bought an arena football
league. I got cash. Never spent a dime since the movie came out.
And the movie was huge. Yeah. I got royalties.
Just like
Marshawn.
I just took all the endorsements.
I signed a really great contract with that movie deal. It was the best decision I made.
You know, the shark should get paid because remember, Finding Nemo, Bruce the shark?
Yeah.
That's what he was named after, right? The shark model they used in Jaws.
Most people don't know this. The movie Amityville is fake. So I have a cottage on the vineyard. That's where we filmed it.
That's where Bruce the shark.
I like that Jaws is like, it's been a lot of years, got a lot of money. I'm getting involved in this arena football.
I ad-libbed some of the scenes, right? Like the kid eating off the boat. Wasn't supposed to eat him, but I said, listen, fellas, if I'm really scary, I got to eat a child.
I broke my body for that movie. Took everything I had. The dog, eating the dog. Ad-lib.
And the thing is, I actually ate the son of a bitch.
That's one of my teeth. Question number five.
That dog was an a-hole. Thought he was bigger than me.
His name was James.
Well, James is dead now because I ate him. All right, Zach. Your question. What part of the body does an orthopedic doctor treat?
Oh, no. The throat?
Oh.
Your feet? Nope.
Oh, I thought it was feet.
Bones. Huh. Bones.
I think orthopedic doctor.
Your mother, who you were the caregiver for, goes to an orthopedist.
Believe me, we go through a lot. She had neck surgery and she had bone fusion in her neck. Ooh. So we got to check in with an orthopedic every once in a while. I should have known that.
You're thinking podiatrist, Miles.
All right. Okay.
I'm with Miles because aren't they called orthopedic insoles?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's not for feet.
Because it's for your, I guess, the bones of your feet. But you're right. It's misleading.
Yeah. Misleading as hell.
Yeah. Sons of bitches, get it right.
Welcome to the medical field in the United States. Yeah.
Are you taking care of your mom right now?
Yeah. No, she lives with me 24/7. She's kicking back and she's trying to kind of fight off a headache and whatnot.
Okay. Does she know you're buzzed?
I was sitting right next to her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she knows.
All right. Yeah, no, she knows.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Dude's watching his mom 24/7. He can crack a beer at 3.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Mom, shut up.
It's my Friday.
Oh, good for you, man.
Go to bed, Ma.
My, shut up. I'm about to get drunk.
Bringing a date over. I'm calling the radio.
She doesn't talk like that.
We don't know. We've never met her. She might sound exactly like that. All right, your question. Multiple choice, Precambrian, Paleozoic, or Mesozoic. Which age is known as the age of the fish?
I'm sorry. What were the options again?
Precambrian, Paleozoic, and Mesozoic.
Precambrian.
You fool! It's the Paleozoic.
I am a fool.
Mike, how did you know that? Mike instantly got that. Why do you know that?
The paleo prefix there got me. Because isn't the paleo diet, like, I understand it's pescatarian, okay. But isn't the paleo diet, like, it's got a lot of fish to it?
Yeah. That makes sense. Mike with the big brain.
Context.
That's a sign of intelligence. You adapting what you know to other things. I apparently don't have that today.
Yeah, the orthopedics kind of blew that whole thing, but, all right.
Yeah, I shot myself in the foot.
All right, your question. The Hoover Dam is responsible for creating what lake?
Okay, now I'm starting to bite my nails.
Sir Lancelot used to drink this.
Mm-hmm. Did he?
I was just trying to think of a famous.
Sounds like it was
not my jam.
Did a lot of people back then drink this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
They find dead bodies there all the time. Recently, a lot more.
Because the water went down. Mm-hmm. Like, holy crap.
Fermented wine?
Yeah.
Lake Mead?
You got it. Boom. There you go.
Yes, indeed. Nice job.
All right.
Very good.
Yeah, all the bodies from the mobsters that built Vegas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the lake starts going down. It's like, a lot of oil drums in here.
There sure are. Hey, Joey.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Sober until I'm done playing in traffic and I got some men's room IPA waiting for me at home.
Thanks, Matt. Excellent.
Appreciate that. Thank you, brother. All right, Matt.
Stuff.
Our men's room poll, eliminate one. Daylight saving time, cleaning, Valentine's Day, or getting sick?
Well, let's go with getting sick.
All right.
Okay. All right, Matt, here is your question. Collectively, what are the first 10 amendments of the Constitution called?
The Bill of Rights.
One and done. I'm glad you knew that.
Hold on, before we let you go, true or false question for you. Let's ask that one last week. Let's see. True or false? South Africa has 3 capital cities. True or false?
Let's go with true.
True. Yes, indeed. Kind of weird.
Cape Town.
Hang on. Yeah, there's Cape Town.
Johannesburg.
Nope.
It's not Johannesburg.
It is not. So it's Cape Town, Pretoria, and, Bloemfontein. Bloemfontein.
Fontaine.
Bloemfontein. Something like that.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803.
Hello, Julia. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Julia, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
All right, Julia, welcome to Big Dummy.
Thank you.
Okay, our men's room poll, you get to eliminate one. Will it be daylight saving time, cleaning, Valentine's Day, or getting sick?
Getting sick.
Do you get sick a lot?
Here we go. No, but when I do, I don't want to.
Well, obviously. Okay.
All right, Julia. Here is your question, multiple choice. How many U.S. states border an ocean?
Ooh.
Oh, 14, 21, 23 or 26? So 14, 21, 23, 26. How many U.S. states border an ocean?
21.
14.
23.
Wait a minute.
I did not bother to write them all down. But yeah, 23 states.
Does that include, like, would you say Texas because it's on the Gulf of Mexico is an ocean?
I don't believe so.
All right, so it's basically just Florida, then
Florida,
Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Delaware, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, Massachusetts, Rhode Island,
Maine.
New Hampshire does,
yeah.
Maine, Oregon, California,
did you say
Washington,
Connecticut,
I didn't say, Hawaii, and Alaska.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
All right, your question. What animal is Indiana Jones afraid of?
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea. Snake?
You got it, Julio. Obviously, you do have an idea.
He's always
very good. More of Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 206-803-ROCK.